Say the crime, Let me. Let me. We had to turn the
by Victoria Monet.
Turn the mic off.
Before that
so
was
DJ Goose
Fever from Madonna.
Cough.
If only from Charlotte A. Wilson. Exist Umavaz by Roger. Roger? Roge?
Yeah, Roger.
Roger. I'll Change for You by Mitski. How It Goes by Will Adams, a request from a caller. And we started the set off with Pure Fantasy from Brent Faiyaz.
Yes, that was from his new record, Icon. We also had Mitski's new song. And, yeah, apparently that one we just played from Victoria Monet is also a new single that DJ Goose practically knew by the back of her hand. She was singing it in the booth.
I really like Victoria Monet is probably one of my favorite artists, not going to lie.
No, I know.
I think I have one or two of her records now.
One.
I should have two.
Do you have two?
I think I have a Janelle Monae. I have a Victoria Monet and a Jill. I don't have Janelle Monae.
You have Jamila Woods.
Oh, that record's so good.
Yes. But I'm trying to think. I think you do. Like she's on another album you have.
I think she's on... Oh, shoot. I know this, but I forget.
We forget, but anyways,
she's a great... Yeah.
Big fans of Victoria Monet.
She wrote a bunch of other pretty famous songs.
Ariana Grande, most notably. A couple other people. But yeah, she's an amazing songwriter. Great voice, too.
Yeah.
As you all heard. It's currently 6:33 p.m.
We can't play it because of explicit guidelines, but Megan Thee Stallion also came out with a Valentine's Day drop.
Very cool.
Well, like a few weeks ago, but I really like it. Lover Girl, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is 6:33 in the booth here in Burlington, Vermont.
It is very cold up here. I don't know what's going on in terms of all this cold weather because, like, the sun will come out and then it'll be warm, but you can still see, like, your breath, but it's like it feels warmer than it is. And then the sun just goes away.
And it's cold.
And then it's cold again.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not really vibing with how the season is changing right now. I'm really excited for spring to come around.
I'm incredibly excited for spring.
We're getting very sick and tired of the cold.
Yeah.
But it's funny because when summer comes around, we never really get, like, too sick and tired of the heat. Like, we tolerate the heat. It does kind of suck sometimes, but...
I think it's because, like, you go outside, but, like, at some point, you know that, like... You'll be back in, like, AC again.
Yeah.
But, like, when it's cold, you're just, like, cold and it's dark and you never get to see the sun.
That's so true.
But at the same time, I do get sick and tired of the heat.
Yeah. There's, like, seasonal depression starts to stick in. Not so much for me this year, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, mine hit the worst it's ever hit.
My car has been, like, tempting me with it, like, poking the bear.
Yeah.
Like, be sadder. But I'm not falling for it. But, yeah. It's not the same for other folks.
No, this was probably one of my worst years.
Ugh.
Anyway, the cold hit me hard. but it's okay. DJ Dij is...
I have no room in the booth.
That's not true. This is so not true. The booth is big enough for both of us.
You keep on hitting me with your foot.
You're tuned in to Digging the Ice with DJ Goose and DJ Dij. We're playing some Valentine's Day love songs and Valentine's Day friends songs for Galentine's Day or Broentine's Day. What would the guy equivalent of Galentine's Day be?
Don't know, and I don't want to know. It'd probably be Broentine's Day.
Drink Bud Light all day.
That sounds like a terrible time, because Bud Light sucks.
What beer is better?
We've got some Caliuches. I'm not 21 yet. I can't comment.
Oh, true.
We got some Caliuches coming up as well. This is going to be Your Teeth in My Neck from her album Isolation from 2018. And this song goes insanely hard.
I'm excited.
You should be, because it's amazing.
You're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont. I'm DJ Goose.
I'm DJ Dij.
I love it when you read to me. book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you
written by the Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think.
It's a little bit rushed, but I'm falling in love. Oh, that's not too much, but this isn't a crush. I've done that enough, girl, I know that it's real. Feels like you fell down from heaven. Oh, I've been waiting forever, so long. And I know we can do this together. How do you feel? Is it anything like I feel? Is it anything like I feel? Or should I chill? How do you feel? Is it anything like I feel? Is it anything like I feel? Maybe you might think it's untrue, but I've fallen for you. My mind is a mess, girl, don't know what to do. All of this pressure I'm feeling inside. Ain't this supposed to be painless? And why am I so anxious? I wish we could do this together. How do you feel? Is it anything like I feel? Is it anything like I feel? Should I chill? How do you feel? Is it anything like I feel? Is it anything like I feel?
Yes or no?
For everything that came along with me, true. You did a lot of things you wouldn't normally do. While I appreciate how much you give to others, can't help but wonder, oh, they do the same for you. Girl, you're truly a one-on-one.
Perfect, but don't try.
Girl, you're truly a one-on-one. But remember to take your number one.
For what it's worth, girl, you inspire me.
You are.
Now you're perfect, but don't try to be. Worth, girl, you inspire me.
Thank you.
Viva Tirado from El Chicano, as well as The Look of Love. Those were both from the aptly titled Viva Tirado record from El Chicano in 1970. We also had Butterflies from Brent Faiyaz, his new album Icon, which we also opened the show with Pure Fantasy, which is the second to last track on the record. We just played Butterflies, which is a great tune. We also had the MTV Unplugged version of Come As You Are by Nirvana. We had one love song from the Magnetic Fields. That was The Book of Love. And we also kicked off the set with Your Teeth in My Neck, which is the name of the song, by Kali Uchis from her record Isolation. And it is 6:58 right now. We got 2 minutes to seven. DJ Goose. Got a question for you.
What's up?
Disney and Pixar are deciding to split off again.
Good.
Okay. This is hypothetical.
Yeah.
You pick a Disney or Pixar?
Pixar.
Same.
Yeah.
That was just a question I had. General question.
I think DJ Ditch was hoping I would pick Disney so we could debate on live air.
I thought you were going to pick Disney.
Pixar makes arguably better movies.
But the lore and, like, the characters and the, you know, as some would say, the canon.
Oh, well, like, Disney's great, but right now they're, like, a money-grabbing corporation, so I don't really have many ties to it right now.
I see.
I like the art and the history. I don't think they're in the right direction right now. I think they're not paying artists enough.
Are you cutting ties?
No, because there is some stuff I still love. But like,
such as?
Well, like, all the classic old Disney cartoons.
What is the best one? Like, the best old Disney cartoon? Because I haven't really seen any of them.
One of my favorites is, one of the, like, the funniest ones is one of the Donald Ducks. Donald Duck. Is it Donald? Yeah, no, Donald, it's one Duck. Of the Mickey Mouse ones. No, I was trying to... Yes. It's one of the Mickey Mouse ones with the chipmunks. And often it's, like, Pluto and the chipmunks is essentially how it ends up, like, playing out. And it's Pluto versus Alvin and... I forget who the other one is off the top of my head. But, like... And this one is they're moving in... And it's a whole popcorn thing, and, like, the chipmunks are in the tree, and I think Mickey's bringing in, like, some Christmas tree or something, and they're making popcorn, and just, like, goes, like, crazy, and Pluto's, like, barks up the tree, and it's, like, a whole thing, and normally Mickey's, like, what are you doing, Pluto? Like, you're crazy, and the chipmunks are, like, la, 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 and then... It's hilarious. I love those ones. The other really good ones are always Donald Duck ones. Like old Donald Duck or really old ones with Pluto and Mickey. Or like Pluto's they go fishing. The dog, yeah. Right?
Yeah. See, I don't even know like the characters off the top of my head.
I used to watch a lot of old Disney cartoons. Like mm-hmm. like Technicolor old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like colors just being introduced to like that mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah. I've seen like Steamboat Willie and all that stuff. I've never seen Fantasia.
I haven't seen Fantasia, and I know I need to, but, like, I would say, like, a lot of this is, like, post-Steamboat Willie, but before three-dimensional animation.
I gotcha.
It's all hand-drawn.
Yeah. Well, hand-drawn animation is, like, easily the way to go. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like today with, like, who's doing hand-drawn animation? Or the Spider-Man movies aren't hand-drawn. Yes. They are hand-drawn?
They're both hand-drawn... And they're not hand-drawn on paper. Almost no animation's hand-drawn on paper anymore.
Right. But they're close to it.
They're close to it. They also employ techniques such as, like, animating characters on different frame rates, which is crazy.
Mm.
So everyone... So for, like, Spider-Man 2, for Into the Spider-Verse 2, for example, which I forget the actual name of... They animated Miles, I think, on a 2 frame rate. Everyone else is on a 1 frame per second.
Yeah.
Miles is on a 2 frame per second. And then they also animated another character called, like, Punk Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
who's incredible, on a 3 frame per second rate.
So they move different, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. They move completely different.
Yeah.
And then, like, so they, like, move on their own beat. And then... Mm-hmm. Also, that's the reason that one took so long to come out, is because to animate Punk Spider-Man, Spider-Person, Spider-Punk, to animate Spider-Punk on their own frame rate, plus they're constantly changing outfits, colors, the hair is changing all the time. They're like glitching. It's like crazy stuff.
The amount of time that probably takes.
Yeah. The people that created Into the Spider-Verse also created...
The movies aren't short either.
No, like, they're long. Not short. That's the right. That's why the next one's taking so long to come out.
Right.
They also took a break and animated K-Pop Demon Hunters, which was part of the success of that, is like... What was kind of so incredible was, like, this is real hand-drawn, not hand-drawn, but, like, people-forward animation.
Yeah.
So, like, they have, like, they're fully fleshed-out characters, and they're interesting, and the animation's interesting and real.
Yeah.
Still
haven't seen K-Pop Demon Hunters.
I know it gets a lot of, like, flack for kind of being one of those, like, oh, it's just like some dumb anime show for like girls or something. It's like genuinely incredible.
Yeah,
it's just when it I was excited for it as someone who like grew up watching like anime and was like kind of a weird kid.
Yeah,
and for me it was like a show that was like, oh my gosh, obviously I'm gonna love this. Like, I would have watched this and rewatched it all the time in like middle or high school. The fact that it became so mainstream, I think, was really interesting.
Yeah. Because I don't really know, like, the context behind, like any sort of, like, message that's going on in that movie. Because I'm just not in tune with that crowd.
It's a lot of, like...
The colors look beautiful. Like, that's why I want to see it. Like, it just looks like a fun thing to watch.
No, and, for...
Like, enjoy, like, an experience.
For any reason, it's a fun thing to watch. It's also fascinating because it's a lot of Korean... folktales and mythology and cosmologies is being used, like,
mm-hmm.
and then also, like, that's now in this mainstream, won an Emmy, won a Golden Globe,
probably gonna win an Oscar,
yeah, so it's like, that's pretty incredible,
yeah,
sweeping
and like multiple,
yeah, and there are definitely other animated movies that came out that are probably as good, if not maybe a little bit deeper in theme, but for a show, for the movie, like, so I could talk about this forever, but
no, I mean,
it's also like the women are animated as like real women that like they want to eat, they might fight, but then they'll get back together as like friends, like they're real people,
right?
Not just kind of like idealized versions of themselves. It's also short. It's only like an hour 40 less than less I watched than? It the night before my campers got to like camp.
Oh my god,
like in my bunk.
So this has been out for like almost a year,
a little bit less than. It came out June 14th ish
okay, so
maybe give or take a few days.
Yeah but I mean still,
yeah,
it's pretty recent in my
book. Came out and I was like expecting it to be one of those like kind of like random little films that like little animation that like doesn't leave like queer media kind of it's not queer, but, like, that's kind of the people who tend to watch that kind of stuff.
Right, but, I mean, it's massive now. Like, it's winning
it
a ton of...
It blew up. It replaced... Like, I think it took the place of the girls that were watching Disney movies. Because the current Disney movies that are coming out are, like, more AI-generated and, like, computer-generated. And people are sick of it.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, when Disney's most recent Disney Princess film came out, movie came out, like, no one liked it.
Yeah.
It was supposed Disney to be their, like...
getting really bad raps recently.
It was supposed to be their, like, 100th anniversary one, and no one liked it.
Uh-huh.
And I think the success of that film would have been what this was, and instead, like, all the little girls are dressing up as, like, the K-pop demon hunters.
Right.
Which is really cool to see.
I saw it during Halloween. Like, I mean, I didn't have social media at the time.
It was crazy.
But, like, I mean, I still don't. Yeah. But, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, I remember seeing, like, oh, you know, costume ideas for Halloween. And K-pop Demon Hunters was, like, a hot item during that time.
It's the same kind of animation as, like, Arcane, for example, which has, like, I've never seen Arcane, but, like, has one of the better animations out right now. Because it's Western animation, and it's, like, not... it's not anime as in like the Japanese form of animation. It's not like...
It's still animated art.
It's still animated art. It's just the style and the way it's drawn is still very, like, American-centric and, like, the way American animators do it. But I truly love that movie. It was really fun. I haven't rewatched it, but it was really, really fun.
I still gotta get on it. Because last night, we were gonna watch,
the last episode of The Heated Rivalry.
But apparently we have, like, over a year until the second season comes out.
I rewatched it recently. It's just as good. What, it's better on the series? On the watch, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had finished it, and then I started it.
Yeah, but I rewatched.
Like, on top of that?
Yeah, well, I fell asleep in the middle and woke up at 3 a.m. with it still on the other night, but...
Oh. So you've technically seen this show, like, three times.
I've rewatched the first couple episodes a few times.
Wow. It's a very good show.
It's only six episodes, so it's a really easy binge watch.
Yeah. I think it's a great show. The third episode, is that the one?
Yeah, it wasn't your favorite.
Yeah, that's whenever, like, the millennials get... No, sorry. But, like, there's, like, this one episode where it's just, like...
It was a very specific type of love story that we were not in tune with.
Yeah.
That's a very diplomatic way of saying that DJ Didge was not a fan.
It's not... It's nothing about, like... Like, I understand why it's in the story, and the payoff of that is, mm-hmm. like, massive and great and, mm-hmm. like, one of the best moments in the show.
Yeah.
But the two people that you are, like, spending so much time with that are supposed to, like, have amazing chemistry, there is zero rivalry. There's, like, nothing about it that kind of makes sense to, like, the whole story. Obviously, like, what happens... It's a very different
type of, like, love story than the main love story.
It's just not...
Interesting.
It's not interesting. And
until
I'm just,
it is.
Like a smoothie shop? Come on, like...
Well, millennials.
Yeah, I know. It's trying to do that thing, but, I mean, come on.
I know.
Personally, that's
what we like it, though, a lot.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and that's on my own merit. Nobody's forcing me to watch anything, because DJ Goose likes to tell me that you made me watch it.
Well, I feel like I made you sit down for the first episode, and within 5 minutes, you were hooked.
Well, I knew it was, like, a respectable show. Like, I wasn't doubting it.
Yeah, but you weren't going to be like, on your own, I'm going to watch this.
You don't know that. I could have. You don't know. I have an HBO account. It's under my name.
No, we're watching it on two accounts, I think, actually.
Yeah. And someone, I don't think they listen to this show, but someone is using my HBO account to watch Game of Thrones. And I'm very interested as to, like, who it is, because not everybody has my HBO account. Some people do, though. And I want to know who it is. And I don't know if I'll ever find out.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway. We got some meters queued up here. This is Can You Do Without from the Meters. And I'm DJ Didge.
I'm DJ Goose. This is Digging the Ice, only on 90.1 WRUV FM, Burlington. Can you do without? 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 Can you do without?
Set them up, kid. Set them up. Oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I need you? Oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, did I do?
Thank you. sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Yes, I'm digging you. I dig it like an old soul record, baby. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Remember back in the day when everyone was black and conscious, down for the struggle. Love brought us all together. Sit back and talk, cultivating a positive vibe. Blue lights in the basement. Freedom was at hand and you could just taste it. It was so cool. Digging on me, digging on you. Everything was cool. Yeah, yeah. My brothers were saying, ain't no more. Listen to the 8-track, I dig it like an old soul record. Now brothers facing, run up on the beat down cops that be chasing. I'm running out of time, I'm running out of patience in this war of the conscious mind. I need some black on black, oh baby, yeah. So grind for the change of time.
I'm digging you like an old soul record. That was suggested on the chat online, which was fantastic. That was Michelle Indigocello, I believe it's pronounced. Classic track from Plantation Lullabies, her album from 1993. Once again, that was I'm digging you like an old soul record. We also had On and On from Jesse Saunders, which is like the first major Chicago house track from the mid-80s. Early to mid-80s, with a Funky Town sample at the very end. You also had I Found My Smile Again from D'Angelo, his single from the Space Jam soundtrack, believe it or not. We also had Deed I Do from Blossom Dearie, Human Race from Human Race, Daft Punk is playing in my house from LCD Sound System, and we kicked off the set with the one and only amazing New Orleans funk group Meters with their track Can You Do Without. That was from their album Fire on the Bayou, which came after Rejuvenation, I think. So I believe Fire on the Bayou is like 74, 75. We've only got 20 more minutes left in the booth, but I will say...
That's plenty of time for some great other music.
Absolutely. And we had a really good Valentine's Day weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't end up doing much. We were supposed to kind of like get out of Burlington for a minute, but we didn't, which is okay.
But we made do.
Yeah. We got sushi, and I did math all day. It was wonderful.
We did get sushi, and DJ Goose did do math all day.
Yeah.
But I got to read some science fiction for class. And we also got around to, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the newest episode of The Pit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this new episode is officially, like, cementing itself in, like, okay, people need to watch this show, like, genuinely.
Yeah. This, I mean, there were a couple episodes last season that were like, wow, this show needs... But this one was pretty... This episode felt very human.
Yes. And
I think that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, as, like, kind of snarkily funny or as, like, the other ones were.
Yeah, and it wasn't as, like, high intensity. It was just, like...
This is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very down to earth, very real. But, yeah, I think we're going to end the show with the last couple songs on a bit of, like, an upbeat note.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it a little bit more electronic, funky. We didn't really play that many love songs today, but you know what? I don't really think, you know, love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Might as well fill the airwaves with with some dance moves as well.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
It's one of those types of things.
One of those types of things. This week on Exposure, Wet Denim is playing, which is an Exposure is every 6 to 8 p.m. Every Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., we have a live band in the booth, and this week is Wet Denim.
That's right. February 18th, tune into WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. You'll get to hear Wet Denim live in the studio on Exposure. You'll also be able to check them out online, I think. They post like a sort of this week on
their
Exposure.
Instagram. Yeah.
And keep an eye out for the Instagram later on this week. I'll be on there talking about an album that we have in the booth.
Oh, yes.
In the racks over there.
The stacks.
The stacks. whatever we want to call them, and I'll just be like praising WRUV as well as the album on a Instagram post under the WRUV official account, which will be fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm so hyped. That's not sarcasm, I swear.
I sent the like the in DJ thing to DJ Dij, and he was like doing it right now.
Yeah, I signed up.
It was like I was surprised you went like immediately to do it.
No, it's a cool opportunity. I hope other DJs get around to it because it's really cool, and it gives you an opportunity, especially if you're online looking at the social media, like
to see what the DJs are.
Yeah, to see what they're listening to, what they personally like, and you know all that stuff.
Yeah,
all that good jazz.
And put faces to voices.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
DJ Dij, you'll see him on the Instagram. And you can see DJ Goose everywhere.
No.
DJ Goose flies.
I don't.
Her and her flock.
Right now, I would love to be in bed and rewatching Heated Rivalry.
That actually sounds really nice.
I know.
Yeah. But it's February 15th, one day after Valentine's Day. We're so glad that you guys got to kick it with us this evening. We hope you can kick it with us next weekend as well. When it will be February 22nd. Yeah. Oh my God. February's almost done.
Time is flying.
I know.
Here in this semester, which is scary because midterms are coming up. So to all of you in crunch mode, I wish you luck and Godspeed. And I am right there with you.
And I will be too, actually. I have some midterms I got to worry about. So
we're having fun.
I usually don't, but I do this time.
But yay.
Yay.
But here on UVM's campus, it's gorgeous. The campus has been covered in snow consistently for about a month and a half now, which is quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be a little less icy, but yeah, the snow is...
Snow is beautiful.
Beautiful, and adds a lot to the scene, the scenery.
And you're tuned in to Digging the Ice, only here on WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I'm DJ Goose.
And I'm DJ Dij. And
we got 15 more minutes of music for you.
This is Mr. Frosty from Mike and Rich. Thanks for listening, guys.
I'm never in the way and getting old. Just give me some of that California gold. On a